Well, welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for September the 18th. We have four council members here present physically and two on the phone. Mr. Glover and Mr. Freeman, are you with us on the phone?
Yes, Mayor.
I hear.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I hear both of you. Thank you for being with us. We're going to begin our meeting tonight with an invocation offered by Pastor James Adams of the Cornerstone Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Boy Scout Jacob Klein from Troop 301. Please stand for the prayer and Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father, we do bow in your presence and thank you for what a privilege it is to live in Mesa, Arizona. We think of the safety and the care that many give to us as citizens here, and we ask, Lord, for your continued protection and care for those who do serve as public servants here in this wonderful city. We thank you for the diversity of our city, and we pray that you would give to us understanding of how to live together in that true oneness that we find in your good news in Christ. We do remember those who are suffering in different parts of our world, and we especially remember those who have suffered with these hurricanes in these days. Give us as a city compassion, how we can be a help and care for them also. We do bow with thanksgiving for those who are serving you in this city as council members and as mayor, vice mayor. We ask now, Lord, for your blessing upon this meeting, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Adams, and thank you, Jacob, for getting our meeting off to a great start. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is awards and recognitions, and we do have a proclamation that I would like to read. We are, I'm delighted to proclaim the month of September as United Food Bank Hunger Action Month. And the word, we don't often do this, but I thought the language in the proclamation is actually pretty significant. So if you just bear with me for a moment, I'd like to read what the proclamation that says. It says, whereas United Food Bank serves all of the East Valley and Eastern Arizona, including the city of Mesa, and whereas United Food Bank provides more than 26 million pounds of food annually to over 200 partner agencies and programs, the equivalent of 61,000 meals provided per day, including 7,916,491 meals in the city of Mesa, and whereas some Eastern Arizona counties United Food Bank serves have some of the highest food insecurity rates in the country, and whereas statewide, one in four children, one in six adults, and one in seven seniors face hunger each day, and whereas East Valley residents can become more aware of the hunger needs in our community and take action to help by volunteering at and donating to the United Food Bank to help your neighbors in need, now therefore, I declare by the authority vested in me, I declare September 2017 as United Food Bank Hunger Action Month. We're delighted to have with us Dave Richens, our former colleague, who's the president of the bank. Dave, please come up and tell us a little bit more about United Food Bank and what we can do to be supportive of you, particularly during the month of September.
You bet. The view is great from this direction. Yeah. You guys look great up there. Councilmember Thompson, I love your orange tie. Orange is the color of hunger. Councilmember Thompson is also on our board of directors, and we appreciate the city's support and service at the United Food Bank. Your proclamation says it well. We serve over 200 agencies in five counties in Arizona. There's a lot of need out there. And sometimes it's not just about feeding hungry people, but it's really about helping people out of poverty. And feeding people can be fleeting sometimes, but we've learned that people get to Tuesday and they don't have enough money to get to Friday in their paychecks. And so the food bank serves a pivotal role in helping fill those 3 days. And a lot of our primary product is an emergency food box. So we're proud to serve this community. Mesa has been a long, long supporter of the United Food Bank, and we appreciate that from the city all the way through to all of its citizens. Thank you for the proclamation, Mayor.
You bet. Thank you. Mr. Thompson and I will come down and hand it to you and take a photograph.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
We also have our board of directors, our chairman of our board of directors, Rustin Shear, and Joe Martin. You guys know she's our immediate past chair. And also we have Melissa Forrester, who's done a lot of community outreach. So.
Okay, thanks again. Hopefully that resonates, and we see more contributions going to the United Food Bank during the month of September. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, so we invite Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward and read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event, December 1st on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson and McDonald from Main Street to First Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic School, one-day religious event, Saturday, September 30th, 141 North McDonald. Items 3C, 3D, and 3E, act on liquor license applications for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable events, Friday, January 5th, Friday, February 2nd, and Friday, March 2nd, on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson and McDonald from First Avenue to First Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Dollar General Store, 8418 East Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal contract for auctioneering services for the Fleet Services, Police, and Business Services Departments. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for graphic design services for the Mesa Arts Center. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for contractor building maintenance services as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act to re-award the term contract for vector control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for shade screen canopy, windscreen, and batter's eye repair and replacement services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal contract for hydraulic hose and fittings for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4G, act on one-year renewal term contract for original equipment manufacturer heavy-duty truck repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for dust, palliative, stabilizer, and related items for the Transportation Department. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for water reducible alkyd paint for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4J, act on two-year renewal contract for water and wastewater laboratory services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4K, act on contract for Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Phase 3 expansion, guaranteed maximum price number one, construction manager at risk. This project is funded by the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Joint Venture Fund based on usage. Mesa's portion is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 4L, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport airfield lighting and signage upgrades. Falcon Field's applied to ADOT for a matching grant of the Airport Enterprise Fund to fund the remainder. If an ADOT grant's not received, Falcon Field will fund the entire local match from the adopted fiscal year 2017-2018 Falcon Field Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept Proposition 202 funds from the Gila River Indian Community and administer the awarded funds as pass-through grants to designated awardees. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the submittal of a grant application with ADOT for construction of the Mesa Southeastern Canal Phase 3 shared-use pathway and authorizing the city manager to execute such documents as may be necessary to accept the grants if awarded. The project would design and construct a 3.5-mile shared-use pathway, which will be the final link in the regional non-motorized system. Under conditions of the grant program, recipients are required to provide a local match to the federal funds that are awarded. The local match and any needed additional options will be funded by the local street sales tax fund. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the submittal of a grant application with ADOT for construction of the Eastern Canal from McCullops to Baseline Road shared use pathway and authorizing the city manager to execute such documents as may be necessary to accept the grants if awarded. The project will complete the trail along the west side of the Eastern Canal. Under conditions, the grant program recipients are required to provide a local match to the federal funds that are awarded. The local match and any needed additional options will be funded by the local streets sales tax fund. Item 5D, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through grant agreements with the Arizona Commission on the Arts for Mesa Arts Center programming, including engagement and education for fiscal year 2017-2018. Item 5E, act on a resolution approving the purchase of and authorizing the city manager to enter into agreements with the Western Area Power Administration for electric transmission services for a 10-year term. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding A17-002, annexing property located along the 9200 through 10,800 blocks of East Elliott Road. The property includes the current and future Elliott Road right-of-way between Ellsworth Road and Signal Butte Road. This was initiated by the City of Mesa. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z17-034, the 6,000 through 6,300 blocks of South Power Road. This is located south of Williamsfield Road between the northbound and southbound lanes of Power Road. Rezone, the council use permit to allow for residential uses in a commercial district and a site plan review. This request will allow development of a multi-residential development with commercial and retail services. And item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z17-036, the 2,900 through 3,000 blocks of East Southern Avenue and the 1,000 through 1,200 blocks of South Los Alamos Road. This is located east of Lindsay Road on the north side of Southern Avenue. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, that being the case, Mr. Thompson has made a motion and Mr. Luna has seconded that motion. Please cast your votes. Mr. Freeman, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Glover?
Aye.
Thank you. It is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 7. Item 7 is a minor general plan amendment and a rezoning case for the same property. First up is the public hearing on the minor general plan amendment, also known as GP minor 17-001. This minor general plan amendment is to change the character type from employment to the mixed-use activity district. This request will allow for the development of a multi-residential complex at the 4700 through 4800 block of East Baseline Road on the north side of Baseline. I declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak on this item?
No requests.
Thank you. Council members, would anyone like to address this item? Mr. Freeman, Mr. Glover, do you wish to speak on this item?
No, Mayor.
No, Mayor.
Thank you. I declare the public hearing closed. The next item on our agenda is item 7B. This is a resolution approving the minor general plan amendment, also known as GP minor 17-001. Is there a motion to approve this item? Thank you. A motion has been made by Mr. Thompson, seconded by Mr. Luna. Please vote. Mr. Freeman, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Glover?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of the motion. The next item on our agenda is item 7C. This is a zoning case, Z17-038. This will rezone the property from AG, LI, and PEP pad to RM3 pad and approve the site plan to allow for the development of a multi-residential development. Is there a motion to approve this item? Thank you, Mr. Luna. And I believe it's been seconded by Mr. Thompson. Is that right, Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, it's looking.
Okay.
It's not working.
Okay. Okay.
There we go.
All right. There has been a motion and a second. Please vote. Mr. Glover, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. And Mr. Freeman? Thank you. It's unanimous in favor of the motion. The next item on our agenda is item 8. That is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have two cards. Do you have any additional cards? Okay, thank you. The first card that I have is from Nate Kane. Mr. Kane, please come forward. You will have 3 minutes. If you could just give us your name and address, and we're looking forward to hearing you for 3 minutes.
Nate Kane, 1325 West Keats Avenue, Mesa. That's Dobson Ranch. That's inside District 3. We are currently without representation. I initially planned to discuss several problems related to District 3, some of which I documented on the Imagine Mesa website. I wanted to discuss traffic congestion along Southern Avenue in the Fiesta District, and I wanted to discuss what's up with the Fiesta Mall. But the 800-pound gorilla in the room is the dilapidated pigsty known as Fiesta Village. In the past year, dozen years, we've been through two city managers, three mayors, and now we're about to get our fourth council person. Yet month after month, year after year, we dealt with the Fiesta Village blight that continues unabated. Acres of weeds, peeling paint on dilapidated buildings, and vandalism and graffiti. But tonight, there's no time to discuss these matters in details other than to list them as some of the long-term and neglected challenges facing District 3 that faces our new city council person. In the next few weeks, the city council is faced with selecting a replacement for the previous council person, yet in the lead up to this, there's been no outreach from the city to District 3 citizens about our desires. So speaking for myself, here are some of the values I'd like to see in a city council person. Inclusiveness and outreach to the citizens, and that means communicating with us about the city and being receptive to our opinions. I'd like to see transparency in the decision-making process and teamwork with respect for others, even when you disagree with them. In a way, HOAs are like many cities, and Dobson Ranch is no exception. And in some cases, HOAs are like farm teams for growing future city council members. But sadly, the past few years, Dobson Ranch has been struggling with a very unpopular executive director and a contentious and divided board of directors. While the details are unpleasant, suffice to say, I'd be disappointed with any of the candidates we've seen thus far from the Dobson Ranch board of directors for the city council position. So whatever the city's choice, the city council is going to be perceived as choosing a favorite and giving that person an unfair advantage in next year's actual election. I'd like to suggest that the council instead choose a competent caretaker to fill the seat for the coming year, a person that will agree not to seek the seat in the actual election. That way, it's a fair playing field for all candidates come next summer. Then in a wide-open process, the candidates can sell themselves to the voters and present their positions and opinions and answer questions from citizens and be grilled by the press. That's just the way democracy is supposed to work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kane. We will keep that in mind. The next card I have is Pat Mitkus. I'm sorry, Pat, I think I mispronounced your name. Pat
Mitkus.
Thank you, Pat.
Pat Mitkus, 4755 East Halifax in Mesa. My issue here tonight is the property at the corner of 48th Street and Halifax. There is a valve box, a water meter box, at the corner that has had bees in it for over 15 years. I've had issues with the water department over this for 15 years, and they've come out and killed the bees. I've asked that the box be removed from the property because the bees keep coming back to the same box. The property has two boxes on it, clearly marked water. One is a square box at the south end of the property next to a telephone pole. The box in question is a metal box installed around 1972. The bees keep coming back to this box. It's about 3 feet from the stop sign. My issue is with the school children that are walking up and down the streets, getting on and off school buses. There is a very clear and apparent danger at this corner if this box is left unattended. It needs to be removed. There is no valid reason to have two boxes stamped water on my property. This box is constantly teeming with bees. I've had arguments with the city again over the past few months. They send someone out, they say there's no bees. Then they send, I keep complaining, then they come back, then they kill the bees. The bees are keep coming back. I decorate my property at Halloween. I get a lot of children in my area. This is a clear and present danger to the children. And it's not my child that's going to be bitten. I want the box removed. It needs to be removed. It needs to be taken out. It's a valve box that I believe is not functional. It's over 45 years old. I've asked the city repeatedly to do this. They tell me that it's not going to happen. The thing of it is, the money that the city has spent over the last 15, 18 years taking the bees out of the box and destroying them has cost the city an enormous amount of money. I'm sure much more than it would cost to rip out this box. The problem is the bees keep coming back to the box. This is their home base. And I am fearful that a child is going to be injured at this corner. The children walk up and down. They swing their school bags. They swing their sweaters. They're knocking my rails out of the fence. They're at that corner all the time. It is a clear and present danger. It needs to be dealt with permanently. This box needs to be taken out. If it needs a replacement, fine. It is certainly not worth an injury to a child, or worse. And it needs to be dealt with. I've tried to deal with the water department. They keep telling me, call your own exterminator. I call an exterminator. I tried to get the bees rescued. They tell me they are not salvageable because they are Africanized bees. I did witness a month ago that the bees attacked someone, and the bee stings were the size of a baseball and took a week to heal. I'm not sure that a child could survive that. It needs to be dealt with. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Mitkus. Please stick around. We're about to adjourn the meeting. We have your telephone number on this piece of paper, but I'll make sure that we connect you with the right people on staff to follow up on this.
Thank you.
That concludes the items that we have on our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. We are adjourned.